All the Microsoft Cognitive Service APIs, other than Language Understanding and Intelligence Service, LUIS, are accessed from the Cognitive Services website. The process is much simpler than LUIS and does not at this time need an Azure account for demo purposes. Many of the cognitive services are in preview. This means that there may be updates and changes as you create your app. So we're going to begin by looking at the different cognitive services that are available, and we're going to start with the Emotion API. We're going to show you how to add that to your project, how to register that, and then we're going to go on to a couple of others. So the first thing we want to do is click Start, Get Started for Free. Pretty simple, easy to see. That's going to take us to the page where we're allowed to select the items that we want to add. In this case, we want to add the Emotion API, and it's already added. We're limited to 30,000 transactions per month or 20 per minute, which is plenty. We have to click the I agree with the terms and agreement, or the terms, service terms, and we click subscribe. That'll take us to the page where it shows us the Emotion preview that we've registered. If we were going to add this to our app right now, we could select the keys and use those to call the web services required. We're not going to do that now. What we want to do is go ahead and add our next one, which is the Linguistics API. Surprisingly enough, adding new ones is pretty much the same for all of them. So we scroll down till we find Linguistic API. We check the box, we check the agree, and we check subscribe. Couldn't be easier. Each of the cognitive services has different rules as far as the number of transactions they'll support. In this case, we're allowed 5,000 transactions per month and 2 per second, which again is plenty. If you want to transition from the free trial, you would need to go to Azure and get a key that you could insert into the Emotion, in this case the Emotion, to activate it. Not necessary for us. Now we are going to use the linguistics analysis in our app, and to do that we need a key. So I'm going to click copy on key number 1. That's going to get a copy of the first key, and that will allow us to work in our project. To show off how easy it is to add linguistic analysis to our application, we're going to use Visual Studio and we're going to create a little quick application. The application is mostly all ready to go, and what I want to do is I want to show you a couple of things. First of all, the application itself is very simple. We're going to pass in a text string. We're going to hit a send button, which is going to send that text to Linguistic Analysis in Microsoft Cognitive Services, and it's going to return to us a list of the sentence parts, nouns, verbs, things like that, and we'll display it in the bottom part. Now what we did is we went to the Linguistic Analysis API webpage provided by Microsoft in the documentation for the Cognitive Services, and we had a look and grabbed a copy of the JSON that we used to request something for the service, and also the JSON we need to do a response. If we look over here on the right-hand side, what we did is we clicked Edit, Paste Special, Paste JSON as Classes, and it generated the class for us. Easy as that. We did the same thing for Linguistic Response, and that's a fairly simple response. It's simply just the analyzer ID and the result. The analyzer ID tells us what kind of analysis was done. There are several different ones that linguistic analysis is capable of doing. If we go to our code, we're going to simply create an HTTP client because cognitive services are called through a simple REST web service. We're going to paste our key in here that we generated on the cognitive services website when we added the linguistic analysis. We're then going to call the endpoint provided by the Cognitive Services API documentation for linguistic analysis. We're going to load our text into our request object. We're going to serialize that into JSON and create a package to send. We're then going to send the content or that package off. We're going to get back JSON. We're going to deserialize that into our classes. and we'll grab the response and display it. Simple as that. Let's run it. So now all we need to do is run the application. So we'll click the Start button, and it'll run it to our local machine. So we start off with, this is a simple sentence, and we're going to click Send. Let's see if it works. So it's come back with our analysis, and basically it says it's a sentence, and it goes through each of the words and indicates this is a verb, we have noun, we have all different parts of the sentences. Something more complex, we'll try this one. Everything you need to create a quick app can be grabbed in the Linguistic API. Send it. And you can see that it's broken it down. It figures out phrases and everything you need.
The great thing about Microsoft Cognitive Services is that you can use it in the way you most prefer. Our demo above was C#, but I could have done it in Node.js too. Here, we have a Node.js app written to call the same Linguistic Analysis API as we just called. We've opened up the app.js file to have a look at it. So first we look at the instructions at the top where we installed two libraries. We installed a request library, which is used to call the Linguistic Analysis API via REST web service, and the prompt library used to prompt for text input so we can put in our sentence to be analyzed. We use the Node Package Manager for that. The next thing we want to do is we're just going to scroll down and put in the same key we used for our C# demo, right where it says copy the key here. And now we're going to go to the bottom where we can look at the code that actually is executed. So we start off with the get input. That's where the whole thing starts. And get input, if we look carefully up above, does a simple prompt to get a text string from, in this case, the command window that we're going to be running our app in. It takes that prompt, or the result of that prompt, and calls the API. That's the bit that we'll call into our REST web service. We create our JSON request file, which looks exactly the same as it did in C#, where we list our language, our analyzer IDs, and the text that we're going to send. We then put our key into the header, and then we call our function, which returns the value and displays it on the screen. In this case, it'll be the same response document we got in JSON in our other demo. Let's run it. All right, so a simple sentence we're going to type in. We hit enter. It calls the REST web service, and we get back the same results, where it tells us which analyzer ID was used, and then it breaks down our entire sentence. Hello, how are you, etc. That is how easy it is to call it with Node.